The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Serving it sunny side up.
She's not quiet.
It's News-ish with Betty Rock on The Wally Show.
We are a society that doesn't like to be inconvenienced, especially with everyday struggles that we think should have been solved by now. Wally, is there something that is just, that it just irks you
everything
when it happened?
Everything. But I have to log into my computer every day.
Oh. Yes.
Onto the drive here at work, because for some reason it has figured out how to save everyone else's password and everyone else's computer but mine.
I think it's vindictive. It's become personal now.
And engineering, because I use their password to get in so that I can just do my job every day. And engineers are not known for the easiest passwords.
Oh,
so
gosh,
it's like something I have to type in every day. It's like, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Well, people are listing the top frustrating things we are constantly having to put up with. And I would say changing your password should be up there.
Yes.
One of the things that made the list was the music that plays when you're on hold. You know, it doesn't seem like it's been improved since the 80s. It's got synthesizers in it. And you're like, this is so annoying. Why hasn't anyone updated this?
It's called the Kenny G contingent. There is a consortium of Kenny G fans that keep him
in.
Yeah, it's a whole like underground thing, and it's a and that's what happens is that he would not have a career if it wasn't for on hold music.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another one: resealable packaging for things like cereal or bacon.
Yes.
Why isn't that a thing?
Yes. I mean that seriously. Okay, bacon. I don't need a resealable package because there's nothing being left in it.
let's be honest.
Yeah, it's good. The whole pack's getting made. Like, I'll bring home bacon. My wife's like, okay, how many do you want? All of it.
Yeah.
But like cereal. Yeah. I did this the other day. And inevitably, you have the one cereal bag you try to open, and then it opens wonky, and then it rips like down the middle.
Yes.
And then you'd have this weird fold you have to do over and over and over, and then you put a chip clip on it. Yes, resealable bags, please.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not.
We're living in
the
21st
century. They even have them with a zipper like on them.
Right. And finally, shopping carts that don't easily break.
Yes.
Walmart is the perfect example of this. I mean, I feel like a cart could be in commission for like a week, and by the end of that week, it's already down for the count.
I don't know what happens at Walmart. I'll be honest with you. Is it just that people don't care? They're like, I'm shopping at Walmart. This is my cart now. And they just run it into everything that they see. They back over it with their cars. At least like Target, they're plastic and they're a little better. Publix grocery store has the best carts, bar none.
I can't afford your bouginess. I've never been to Publix in a while.
I don't buy anything. I just take the cart around and I just do laps and I'm like, this is what it could be at Walmart. If Walmart just would get their act together, this would be great. But yeah, Walmart carts, I don't care. I've gone through five carts one time to get one that was passable.
Oh my goodness.
I like pulled one out and I'm like, I made a point of it. I pulled one out and I'm like, nope. And then my wife is walking in. I'm like, I'll be there in a second. It's gonna another cart. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Three, four. On the fifth one, I found one that only mildly ran into the side of every aisle.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. Those are our little grievances. I'm sure you can make your own list today. Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. And, you know, whenever we're not sure about something, we turn it over to you because somebody gave it to us first. I got an email and said, hey, I'd love to see if Five calls it on this. Like, okay. I'm walking my dog through the neighborhood and he goes to the bathroom in a yard. So I do the responsible thing. I pick it up, put it in the bag, and then I throw it in the trash can at the end of the driveway. Must have been trash night. You know, so it's just doing that. Well, my friend says no, that I have to carry the swinging bag with me for over a mile till I get back to my house. Really? What is so wrong with throwing it in someone else's trash can? Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, but it would bother me.
I know, and it shouldn't because it's a trash can, but you're like, that's my trash can, and why are you putting like your dog stuff in my trash can? You know what I mean?
But also, it doesn't seem valid either.
Like, why be possessive of the stinkiest thing in the world
right.
that you're not gonna like
get yourself into to experience. You open it, plug your nose, throw something in, and walk away.
I know, but that could make it worse. Like, say it broke or whatever, then your trash can is worse off than it was when you put it down there.
Yeah.
I just think that this is the cost of owning a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, if you own a dog, you have to suffer that shame of walking through a neighborhood holding your dog's mess. Like, that's just part of it. Like, that's it.
It's not my dog, so why should their mess be in my trash can?
Exactly. I have nothing to do with your choice to own a dog. Your choice. Love it. Respect you. Mad love for you owning a dog. But you handle it. You keep that with you, and you take it home, and you put it in your trash can.
I will say, it's like the dog owner.
The dog owner, yeah.
On the show, two dog owner. I personally, just to be a part of this argument, I would not mind. I would not be bothered by somebody putting
Because you're out there just all willy-nilly throwing your garbage in everybody else's.
I'm definitely not, but that walk is not fun.
No.
When you've got, especially with two dogs, I got two or three bags. And I'm just holding it out, holding them out, hoping I don't let it brush against my leg or something.
I know. I am dumbfounded by the concept in this day and age that there should be something that should be able to just vaporize it so you don't have to old school pick it up with your hand and carry it around. Yeah. That's a whole nother issue. We'll set that aside, okay? We're going to set that aside. We're just going to talk about this. So is depositing your dog's waste in someone else's trash can fair play or a foul move, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. It's five calls that you make the decision. You're going to be helping Dara out here because she is not sure. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to weigh in on this, we'll take yours now. So what say you, Jess?
I think she should be uber responsible and take it back home with her.
There you go. I agree. I think it's your dog, your mess, your responsibility. All right, Linda, you're up. Five calls it. What do you say?
Hey, I say that you shouldn't do it if the garbage can is empty because that bag is at the bottom, and then when they put more stuff on it, it flattens it out.
Yeah. I love how much thought you've put into this. She's like, she has the situations all figured out. So, you're absolutely right. Because then it goes back into your garage or your house.
Oh.
And so, good call, Linda. I'm on board with you.
All right, thanks.
Ronnie, you're up. What do you say? Is it okay to put your dog's mess, even though it's in a bag, when you're walking your dog in someone else's trash can on the street?
Absolutely not. That's my trash can. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I get that. I'm very possessive of my trash can, too.
Unless you're the trash guy, you want him to pick it up and empty it.
Well, because he has clearance.
Oh, he has clearance.
That's true. He's got a pass. He's good.
I won't throw regular trash in somebody else's trash can, even if mine is overflowing.
No, disrespectful.
All right, Marie, you're up. What do you say?
I say they could use my trash can. I'd rather them use my trash can and finding it when I'm out for a walk, all these little colored bags all over the place, in tree trunks, under bushes.
Yeah, okay.
They don't want to care for them, so they just dump it wherever.
Okay, that's a perspective we haven't had yet, and it makes the neighborhood nice, or at least they're picking it up and not leaving it in your yard. Well, thank you, Marie. We got you down.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, Shelby, you're the final call for five calls it. What do you say?
As a pet sitter myself, definitely not okay to put dogs in other people's trash cans.
Okay, and you're a professional, so you're a pet sitter, so you would not even do this. Is there like a code of ethics as a pet sitter that you guys sign that says don't do this?
Not an official one, but an unofficial one with myself, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think it comes down to like common courtesy. Like, if you wouldn't throw your other stuff away in somebody's trash can, if you're a dog owner, you just got to carry the bag. Suck it up.
But I still don't understand why it's a problem.
Like, I get it, too.
I agree with you, Wally.
Because, even though a trash can is a dirty place, you're just making it worse.
Yeah, and it's my dirty place, so. Shelby, we appreciate you helping us out today on Five Calls It.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we're going to travel back in time for a minute here, and Betty, Gavin, and I are each going to pick a song from a specific year, and then we're going to ask you to tell us who has the best taste in music, and why the song that you pick as the winner is the winner. Like, what did it mean to you from back in the day? So, what year are we going back to, Lady Rock?
I was supposed to write that down, and I didn't, but I'm pretty sure I told you 2015.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yay!
Look at that.
Good job.
Nicely done. All right, so 2015, Let's start with Gavin. What do you got?
It was funny. I was looking through my old iTunes playlist, and I found Josh Wilson.
Ooh.
That Was Then, This Is Now.
Great song. That was then, this is now. I like me some Josh Wilson.
Me too.
And this was early Josh Wilson.
I know.
So nicely done. He's been around for much longer than I thought.
Oh, I know. And he's still rocking it, too.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Revolution is a great song. Revolutionary. Betty Rock, let's go with yours.
Oh, mine is going to be a clear-cut winner, so I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Lauren Daigle's First.
Oh, yeah. Play into the room. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Lauren Daigle, phenomenal. First, great song. Hard to go wrong with this one. 2015 still. Again, this is so far back. Like, that's 10 years
Almost
ago, 9
10,
years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think she had been around that long either. She still looks great, too.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I look like I've been around for 9 years or 90 years. Not her, you know. All right. Well, my selection then is a little more upbeat. We're going down to the river. Little Jordan Feliz. Jordan has not done a song that I don't like. I just, and it's kind of like a fun pop kind of thing.
Don't.
What? I'm just saying.
You're already playing it more than
everyone
else.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'll turn it off.
There you go.
I know you always think that, but I'm not. I'm not trying to sway this in my direction. I think First is a phenomenal song. I think it will probably win.
I think it will come in first.
If people like you, yes, it probably will.
If people like me.
And if they don't, I think we're going to be hanging out at the river. I think Gavin's way over here to the left, just like, hey, can I be invited to this party?
No.
Probably not today.
Come on. No. Josh Wilson is.
No, I don't know. So, all right, you get to decide, but you got to tell us why you like that song from back in the day. So, 855-33-WAY-FM. I got it. I've been doing this for more than a minute. 855-33-WAY-FM. Tell us which song you like the best and why. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Ethan, welcome to Time Capsule Tuesday, where you have to tell us which of the three songs put up. That Was Then, This Is Now by Josh Wilson. That was Gavin's choice. The River by Jordan Feliz. That was my choice. Or Betty Rock's First by Miss Lauren Daigle. So which of those three songs do you want to hear?
I want to hear The River by Jordan Feliz.
Ooh, you have good taste in music, sir.
Ethan, are you just saying this because Wally played it longer and because he made everyone feel guilty if they didn't vote for Jordan Feliz? Yes, you did.
I don't believe that.
Yes, you did.
I think Ethan just has a great solid reason for wanting to hear the song. What is it, Ethan?
Jordan Feliz always brings the hype, and I am there for it every morning.
There you go. I was kind of hoping for we played this at my father's funeral and it ushered me to the kingdom or something like that. But hey, it makes me feel good. And that's good too. And that's good enough for me. So here we go. It is Ethan deciding that The River, Jordan Feliz, is the winner today on Time Capsule Tuesday.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
He never lets a fact get in the way of a good opinion.
Stop being a smarty pants, all right?
It's News-ish with Wally.
The fast food chain Wendy's would like more of your money, please, and they are taking a page from Uber to do it. How, may you ask? Surge pricing.
No,
yeah, I'm not making this up. I wish I was. And I'm going to try not to get off on a rant on this because this is insanity. I do have one word for this. Boo!
Yes.
Boo! Come on, guys. Already, you know, they're overcharging for your fast food, you know, and we just have to stand by and take it. Now you want to do this. Wendy's, arguably they have one of the best value menus, though, where you can get Coke, burger, fries, and chicken nuggets for like $5 in our area. You know, like that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved to Tennessee to work at WayFM, I lived off of the value menu. It was $3 a meal.
Really?
It was $1 for a chicken sandwich, fries, and a Coke. So $3. And I lived off of that when my wife wasn't here.
No vegetables.
No. Why? I had potatoes. So that's close enough.
And ketchup.
Yeah. So the CEO says they're planning to boost their profits by this digital menu boards. And the way it works is basically they will be able to digitally change the prices whenever they want, like surge pricing. So basically, if they know more people eat from noon to 2, they'll raise the prices. And then after 2, they'll lower them back down.
That's low.
It's evil.
That is evil.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, this is ridiculous.
And you know that there's going to be other chains that are just going to follow suit. They're
going
to do the
same
thing.
I hope there's a backlash on this. And like, because again, like if you were saying, okay, let's say our price is going to be this, and then at different times we'll make it lower. Mm-hmm. Fine. But you're like, oh, well, we're going to raise it, you know, at different prices at different times just to hose people because we know that this is something that you're going to need because of your schedules.
It's terrible.
And so we're going to raise that. I just, it's unbelievable to me how like, and it too, I could see this happening to me like all the time just because of my luck. As I go to pull in, say it's 201, and I'm like, oh, this would be great. I'm going to get a Baconator. And that Baconator now is $10 or $15, you know?
Mm. And when just a minute ago, it would have been $8.
Exactly. I could totally see that. I could actually see them like sitting there in the window, the drive-thru window, and watching like a Lexus pull around and be like, and just run it up on people. It's just the propensity to do bad in this is palpable.
It's all new levels of evil.
It's like, why don't you try something like different and new? This is innovative more than surge pricing and digital menus. It's like, be known for good food at a fair price. You will stand out amongst your competitors. Like take Chick-fil-A, for example. Chick-fil-A, good food, great service, stupid price. Like it's gotten expensive.
I don't know.
It is. And then you take McDonald's, mediocre food, marginal service, except for Nubia. She's an angel. And a high price. So you could differentiate yourself by going, we're going to give good food and good service. And get this, innovation, a lower price.
What? And then you're closed in a week.
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it doesn't work that way. I guess we want to overpay for everything now. Uplifting Way FM. It's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, you want to talk about high prices on fast food?
Yeah, because Wendy's is doing this new thing with their menu boards where they're making them digital so they can change the prices at whim, you know, and surge price your Baconator.
Okay, well, I hope Miss Betty Rock is sitting down because I had the Lord's Chicken over the weekend in Busch Gardens, Tampa.
How much did it set you back?
$93 and some change.
No!
What did you get?
I got 2 chicken sandwiches, 2 nuggets, 3 fries, and 4 large drinks. Everything is a la carte there.
So Chick-fil-A is in Busch Gardens, which is a theme park. And so, like, you know you're going to pay more for food at a theme park. But to pay $93 for Chick-fil-A is insane.
But now, this is what got me. I knew I was going to have to pay a little more for the food. Okay, granted. But when I pulled out my app to get points, my reward points, the girl looked at me like I had 2 heads and said, we don't take that here.
Of course not.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm going to call up corporate and see if I can get some points off of that $93 I spent.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea to call them. You might get, I mean, like a free large fry or something like that, you know.
Well, I figured the Chick-fil-A sandwich, because they have a limited menu, it was $11 for the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
But did it taste better?
No.
No, absolutely not. It tasted worse because he had wrapped it in money and was eating it, you know? uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And Betty Rock is fortunate to have two amazing parents that both love her very much.
They do.
She is the apple of their eye.
And I'm their favorite.
Yeah, you're their only. her artwork from third grade is still on their fridge today, and she's 38. They love this girl, and rightfully so. What's not to love?
Right.
She got sick recently and had to be confined to home, mm-hmm. and her parents were so kind, and they tried to help her and get her what she needed.
Yes. So my mom and my dad call, and they're like, hey, you know, we're more than willing to go to the grocery store or Chick-fil-A, pick you up something, whatever you need, because we know you can't get out. So I took them up on that offer, and I gave them a little list of things I could use from the grocery store just to get me by for the few days. And I also said, and also, like, if you can think of anything that's just an easy meal that I can just throw in the microwave, heat up, and just eat, that would be great. And my mom's like, great, we'll do that. Okay. So they show up, and they dropped off the groceries. I start looking through them. My mom, she got me some really good hearty soup, you know, that got veggies in it that's
good
supposed
for you.
To really
yeah.
be healing for
yeah.
your body. And she got me some canned vegetables.
Nice.
I dig a little deeper down into the bag, and I see some other cans. Those are cans of Beanie Weenies.
Yes.
This is what my dad.
That's got to be Danny Ray. Yeah. Yes, that's Danny Ray's handiwork.
My dad, Danny Ray, he said, you know what my girl needs.
That's right.
She needs some Beanie Weenies.
Who's treating you?
If you don't know what Beanie Weenies are, they're just a can of beans
yeah.
with chopped up hot dogs
yeah.
inside.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for any kind of ailment. Yeah, so he was looking out for you. He was taking care of you.
He was like, this is what's going to nourish the body.
Yeah, and it's the best the Dollar General had, too.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, it was their good stuff. It was
yep.
premium, like Hormel.
Right.
You know, so, okay. So, definitely two very different ways to help their daughter,
yes.
you know? And guy, as guys, we try. We do. But sometimes we fall a little bit short.
Don't tell your mom.
So, here's what I want to talk about. With you as a lady, what is something that your husband thought would fly, like the Beanie Weenies, but was off mark? You
right.
know, it didn't actually work.
Well, and I think it just goes to show that men and women find solutions for problems differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he saw that as a perfect solution to a problem, whereas my mom would probably have been like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I admit that, like, my wife does better at these things than I do. Like, my solution would have been Twinkies. Like, why would you not like Twinkies? You'll forget you're sick. It's great. And so I'm curious what your position as a wife and a mom, like, have you ever been in this thing where you're like, your husband tried, and you give him points for trying, but Lord help him, he was just off the mark, you know? So, all right, that's how we're going to do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. That's what we're talking about, is times that your husband thought something would fly, but you're like, nope, that doesn't cut it.
So my husband and I have been married for 18 years, and just a few years ago for Valentine's Day, I had been talking about skincare and how I wanted, you know, to get a facial. Instead of getting me a facial for Valentine's Day, which I'd hinted at, he went to Walgreens and purchased acne cream for me.
Oh, no.
And
okay.
He didn't even put it in a nice bag. It was still in the Walgreens bag.
Jessica, that's really bad.
Okay, now in his defense,
what?
Was acne a problem?
No.
Okay, all right, no, I'm just asking.
But he did tell me that he had researched this cream and that it was supposed to be one of the best ones to improve the skin.
There you go. He got you the best that Walgreens had.
No. Jessica, I hope you set him straight and let him know that that was not at all what you were wanting.
Oh, I did. I most definitely did.
Yeah. I mean, he tried. You know,
did he?
Not much, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Austin said that when his kid didn't want to get out of the tub to go to bed, he thought the easiest solution was to just drain the water, turn the lights off on him, and said, you can sleep in the tub for all I care.
Yeah, moms would not do that. That would never fly with a mom. But, like, he's like, look, I drained the water. It was safe, you know? So, all right. Misty, you are up. What is something your husband has done that just didn't fly with you?
We were having a movie night, date night, and we weren't really hungry, so we just were snacking.
So we had gone to the grocery store together and picked out some gourmet salsas, different types, and some cheese dip. And he said he was going to prepare it. So he put it on a tray, and but he had little bowls for the salsa. And when he brought it through to the living room, he had little bowls all right, but they were the cat food bowls.
Ew!
Hey, man, like they were the right size.
That's exactly what he said. And he said, no, they're clean. We wash them in the dishwasher. They're clean.
Oh, that's so great.
I can't get my chips in the special ditty. But I just couldn't help it. I couldn't even watch the movie because I kept laughing every time I went to dip my chips.
So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine. And now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
Every day now, it seems like we stumble upon something new that costs way more than it ever used to. My wife and I are like peeking at buying a car just to replace her really old one.
Yeah, that car, I didn't know, it was like 23 years old.
Oh yeah, it's like 25. It's like almost my age.
That's crazy.
But when I go and I look at new or even used car prices, yeah. I mean, the prices are scary.
Yeah.
And I found this list of things that people predict that even middle-class citizens in the U.S. will not be able to afford 5 years from now.
Fast food has to be on there. Fast food.
Oh, sure.
It's gotten really? Insane. Yes, it's got. This is a hot button for me. Okay, well, I'll hold on mine. So what's on the actual list?
Okay, the first one was extended family vacations. Even just taking like a week to go to the beach is hard for a lot of people these days. And I know that at one point we had booked like an Airbnb to go down to Florida. But if you're talking travel, all the kids, all the food... like a place to stay. Like I can see that price being way more than affordable for
people. Oh yeah, try to go to Disney with a family of four and you don't have a lot of extra money. It's pricey. I know a lot of families sacrifice to do vacations. Like they save and save and save and it's a big deal and then you get somewhere and your kids are ungrateful.
Or you're there for an hour and they're like, I'm bored.
I'm bored. Let's go home. I saved for a year for this. You're going to smile all day.
The next one was private schools. The rise in tuition is far outpacing gains in income for a lot of people.
Oh, for sure, man. And we made the choice that we wanted my daughter. She did public school for the first half and we wanted her in a private school for the second half. And, but we found the cheapest private school. Like, I was like, I asked him some questions about like the educational stuff, and I'm like, you know, forget about it. Don't worry. It doesn't even matter. What's the cost?
She'll only learn half the states and half of the vocabulary.
That's fine. Is the tuition half? Yes, it is. Fine. She'll be fine.
And then go get a theater degree in college.
Yes.
Laugh to keep from crying.
The last one on this list is, you know, by far kind of the most expected, I would say, and that is homes, especially in cities where it's like a high demand area. So like we live near Nashville.
Right.
And if I compare the housing prices of Nashville, Tennessee, whereas Haley's family lives in Bossier City, Louisiana.
Right.
We could afford a home in Bossier City, Louisiana.
But not here.
But here it'd be a, you know, $250,000 dump that needed to be fixed up.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So. I feel bad. I do feel bad for younger couples and stuff, too, with interest rates right now being up and trying to find a house, you know, and then there's still competition for things, and it's hard. And unfortunately, the only solution is for, like, the bubble to burst, but then that affects the entire economy, and that's bad for everybody. But then you're like, well, we'll just raise everybody's, you know, salaries. But then that raises everything. And so it's just, I don't know what the solution is, honestly, other than interest rates have to come back down for people to have a shot at buying something that they can afford, you know?
We're just going to have a bunch of kids with half educations.
Yes. Living with their parents.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, we've really carved out a great society, haven't we?
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Away FM. This is The Wally Show. We have a chance to win a prize here with Famous Ages. Me and the gang will try to stump each other with the ages of celebrities or well-known people. When we reveal their actual age, write that down, and then if you add all three of them together, you can win a prize. Lady Rock, you determine the order today. Sometimes I know you have a problem with the way I do things.
I do. Yeah. I typically do.
Like I do everything.
Yes. So I'm going to let you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
So I'm going to go first. I'm going to put up an actor, very well-known actor.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen him in lots of action movies. You've seen him in some comedies. A man by the name of John Travolta.
Oh.
Oh.
Mr. Travolta.
Mm.
Quite the accomplished actor who started off like as a really bad actor. Yeah. Keanu Reeves, too. Keanu never really got better. Travolta got better.
He found his niche, though.
He did find his niche. Okay, so.
Okay, yeah. I got my guess.
Okay, so let's start with Gavin.
Okay, yeah. I think he's a bit older than I think.
Older than
is,
you? Okay.
But yes. I think he's 71.
Okay.
I went with 65.
65. Okay. One of you is 1 year off.
Oh. I think it's Betty.
It's Gavin. Oh. 70 years old.
That is so old.
Can you believe that? I had no idea he was 70. That shocked me. Yeah, that shocked me. All right, so Betty Rock, you're still calling the shots today.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. That's the Bee Gees.
What are you doing?
I know, but John Travolta was in that movie.
Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant because we said 70. You thought the 70s and then went to Bee Gees music.
No.
Gotcha.
No. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the one, the only Snoop Doggy
Dogg. Oh, nice. Snoop Dogg! Okay. I am a little upset with myself because I just, for whatever reason, he came across a feed or something and I saw something about how old he was and I can't remember what I saw, but I saw it and I was shocked. Mm. So Gavin, I've got my answer written down, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's tough because I also think he's older than I'm expecting and I'm going to say that he's 62.
Okay. Mm. I think he is 65. Mm. I think that is the number that I saw. And Betty Rock's first guess was 65. Sometimes she will guess, her guess is the actual age of the person that she went with if she's not sure. So I'm saying 65, yes.
Wow, that's a bold statement, especially because it's so wrong.
Oh, no.
Really?
Snoop Dogg is 52.
No way.
Wow.
I totally thought he'd be older than that.
I was so far off of this. All
right.
Right now, Betty Rock is in a great position to win this thing with only 5 points. Gavin and I have 11 and 13 points, respectively, there. So we got one more person. So hopefully you've written down John Travolta, 70, Snoop Dogg, 52. 52.
Wow.
Why was I so shocked? That's,
he looks
you maybe because you he's younger than me.
You think you know everything.
Yeah, I guess I was shocked that he was younger than me and I have better skin.
Really?
But I also haven't lived as hard as him. So.
Well, that's true.
we got one more to go. So be listening. So get those two down and in 10 minutes you'll get the third one. And if you can add them all together, you can win a prize. Gavin, you are up. Who are you putting up?
I have been on a kick of watching this director's movies.
Okay.
Oh,
directors
are tough. I think he's one of the most well-known ones out there.
Okay.
This is Christopher Nolan.
Ugh.
Who did the Batman movies.
Yeah.
Inception.
Yeah. You're a movie guy.
This is my film studies major.
Right.
Showing up.
Yeah. This is when Betty Rock one time did like the second unit director on Andy Griffith. It's not quite that bad, but it's close. Because no one sees Christopher Nolan.
Do you want like just I've got a picture of him on my phone and I can do a very brief like turned around, lets you look at him for a split second?
No, I don't know, because if I win, then Wally won't let me really
That's true.
Win.
I'll be like, you got a leg up. Okay.
Christopher Nolan.
I thought that maybe you guys would know that better.
I don't know.
Okay. I got my guess down.
All right, 72.
I went way low. Darn it. I said 58, thinking he might have been in his low 60s. Where is he?
He's in his low 50s.
Oh!
Dadgummit!
Did we just undo Betty?
Let's see
Did
here.
Betty just lose?
Let me plug and chug.
Come on, Matt!
53!
Betty just lost! Yes. Yay! Gavin and I won!
Gavin won! There can only be one winner.
Gavin came from behind and did it for the guys. Nicely done.
It wasn't a guy versus girl.
Oh, Betty only had 5 points going into that and ended up at 24.
Oh,
she was dead last. Wow! That was fantastic.
That was
great
fun.
Guess, Gavin. I love that. Okay, so with that said, now if you can add the ages of Christopher Nolan, the actual age, 53, with the other two people that were mentioned, and a hint, one of the other people that was mentioned is only a year off of Christopher Nolan, so maybe that helps you if you didn't hear it all. So anyway, if you can add those together, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. I just don't want to lose sight of the side of the back.
855-33-WAY-FM.
That Betty Rock
hit the button.
Lost so bad in that. She was so happy and smiling like she's got this, and then life did what it does to her.
Gavin
and just
didn't pick a celebrity. He picked somebody that
I got close. Anyway, 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play now.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Mary, welcome to Famous Ages, where you have heard the names of the different celebrities and their actual age. If you can add them all together, you can win a prize right now. So we had John Travolta, Christopher Nolan, and Snoop Dogg. What are their ages cumulatively?
175, sir.
175, ma'am, is absolutely right. Yay! Nicely done. So you listened to both segments. Was there anybody on the list that surprised you?
Snoop Dogg. I thought he was older.
Yeah, I had him at 65. I thought I was right. That was Betty Rocks, and he was only 52. Snoop's lived a hard life. Snoop looked old.
Right. Way to Gavin for pulling out someone a little harder to guess.
Yeah, he really did Betty in. He totally hosed her. Betty was winning that. And then just...
Wow.
Self-implode.
Rude. All right, so now, Mary, we like to guess how old you are, and we only get one question. I think I have the leading question this time. Yeah. Mary, what was the first movie you went to go see in theaters without your parents?
Oh, that's a good one.
Jurassic Park.
Oh,
the first Jurassic Park. Okay, so that was like 90-something.
Yeah. This is where the math gets me. It's like 90 is 10 years to 2000.
I think she...
20
she
years, 24,
young.
And 30. Okay, I got it. Yeah, she does sound really young.
Okay, I'm going to go 32.
I think she sounds young, but she's a little older. She called me sir. That's respect. I'm going to say 41.
41?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. So we got 32 and 41. Mary, which of us are closer?
I am 39.
Ah, closer.
Dad, go.
Yeah, once again.
Wow. I'm sorry, Betty. I was rooting for you.
No, you sound a lot younger than 39.
Just curious, why were you rooting for Betty? I'm just doing a little market research here.
Because you made it a whole guys versus girls thing. So.
Right?
Oh,
right?
I didn't do that. God did that.
No.
okay.
Oh, well, Mary, congratulations. You are the big winner today on Famous Ages.
Thank you.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here is the Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, a roundup of some good news stories because the regular news is a bit heavy sometimes. And so we're going to start with me. There was this big news going around for a lot of doctors at a medical school when a 93-year-old former professor donated $1 billion to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Wow, $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and so basically the whole idea behind this is that no one there has to pay for tuition now or ever. You know, with as much medical debt as doctors come out with, you know, then they have to charge all these prices to break even and stuff.
Right.
And so this is really, really cool.
And it's a profession that your whole point is to help others.
Right.
And so I'm glad that that money is going towards something, not like film education or, you know, like theater.
Yeah. Thank goodness they're putting their money where it matters.
I have a job.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That's crazy. But yeah, the crowd all went nuts. And I guess because too, like you have that account for all this that earns interest on $1 billion, even getting 2% interest is huge.
Yeah.
So it will just perpetuate itself and that's how it will fund it forever.
Awesome.
Like that's crazy. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
In Boston, someone noticed a 10-week-old Chihuahua puppy just wandering the streets.
No.
I know. It was going up an interstate on ramp, which is never good. And she was completely black, so it was really hard to see her. So when they finally do notice her, they pick her up and they take her to the Humane Society. They called her Sparkle.
Nice.
And the family that adopted her, it was his birthday. So the guy's birthday. And so this was his little gift to him for his birthday is to adopt Sparkle. The 10-week-old little puppy.
That's nice. I wonder how many puppies just kind of get lost for a minute and then basically are abducted. Like, I'm helping. And then they're gone. Like, well, literally, Mom. Right over, she's over there, you know. Sorry, this is good news. My bad. That's regular news. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a bus driver in North Carolina named Deanna. She was honored after saving 28 middle school kids from a bus that caught on fire. She's worked for the school district for 11 years, and she's known some of these kids since they were really young. All these kids gathered in front of the school, and when she showed up one day, they were all crowded, said thank you to her, gave her flowers, her t-shirt.
That's amazing.
It's really cool.
Like 28 kids, and like driving a school bus is not easy.
No.
Like, kids can challenge you.
They're tough.
As a driver. And the fact that she went in for all of them is pretty amazing. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children. But with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
Sometimes we need help from others to see when our priorities are a bit out of whack. And other times, it's just blatantly obvious. You should see it for yourself. DJ Khaled has made a name for himself in the music industry. And with that comes making lots of money. The man has made a lot of money to the point where the 48-year-old record producer was seen at a recent event being carried on stage by two security guards. And you're like, why? Well, he just didn't want to get his brand new Air Jordan shoes messed up.
Baller move.
That's fair.
Yeah, if you could have people carry you places, if I could afford to have people carry me everywhere, that'd be fantastic.
But they are shoes, and shoes are meant to get dirty.
No,
shoes are meant to walk on the ground.
Not for sneakerheads. If you're a sneakerhead, you don't want to get your shoes dirty because you might want to sell them because there's big money in sneakers. I mean, pairs of sneakers can go for $75,000 and more.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. I agree. It's
your
crazy.
Your priorities are out of line somewhere. And maybe you don't even know who DJ Khaled is. I want to say that he is a bigger man, okay?
Yes.
Like, he's not a skinny mini. And so I looked it up to see how much he weighs.
Oh, nice.
He's around 263 pounds.
Yeah,
okay?
So carrying him is not going to be an easy task.
It was two big security guard men, and they've got him on either side, and they're just carrying him up on stage. But you got to think,
if I can afford to do this,
something's wrong.
Yeah, here's a tale of two people. Like DJ Khaled, I don't know if he's married or not, but let's say he is, and he goes home to his wife, and he says, how was your day? Dope, babe. Fire. Went on stage, wore the new shoes. Fantastic. He killed. Great. The security guys that carry him. Hey, honey, how was your day? Don't want to talk about it. Just don't even. It's humiliating what I had to do today.
I had to carry a grown man on stage because he didn't want to hurt his shoes.
Yeah. There's two different stories. It's two different viewpoints of the same exact story.
But then again, like, they could be laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
They could be making really good money carrying this grown man.
I would have the hardest time. Like, I get having a servant's heart, and it's an important thing. Like, we should. But I would have the hardest time, like, catering to the whims of millionaires. Like, I would not last a day in that job.
No, you wouldn't.
I would not.
You couldn't be trusted.
No, I would be that friend that for a minute, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so refreshing. I love that you just tell me what you think and tell me like it is. But again, that lasts for a day. And then you're like, no, I want someone to carry me.
Right.
You
know?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. That's Words by Hawk Nelson. And it's so true, man. Our words have so much power in, you know, people's lives. And words and songs do the exact same thing, you know? Like, I was reminded of this the other day. A song came up that I've heard 1,000 times on my phone, and it's like a mainstream song. I was like old school Van Halen, but it's not the original Van Halen. It's when Sammy Hagar replaced it. It's a whole other thing. But Van Hagar. Exactly, and I knew that, so I tried to speed through it for you, Ryan. But here's what I want to focus on, okay? So here's a song I've heard 1,000 times in my life, okay? Mm-hmm. But it stopped me this time because I literally heard what it was saying and was like, oh, well, that's not good. So, again, I never gave that song much thought, you know? Like, Gavin bopping his head there, same thing. I'm just like, yeah, it's just a song.
Yeah.
But, it's like, when horrible. You think about it...
It's not good.
Yeah, I don't have to die and go to heaven or hang around and be born again. It's completely counter to everything that I'm about in my life.
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah. You don't have to die and go to heaven or hang around and be born again.
I just couldn't tell tune one in. Word
from oh, really? How old are you, Rock? It's too horrible. Loud. You're too old.
I didn't really hear that either.
Oh, you guys.
Busy. I was too busy kind of like trying to rock.
And that's the problem, trying to rock. Yeah, you crushed it. But that's the problem with a lot of music is it sneaks into you different things that aren't healthy for you or counter to what you believe.
Sure.
Happens in pop music all the time. Happens in rock music all the time. Like, you listen to something from when you were a kid, and you're like, why did my parents hate that? Oh, I see it now, you know?
That's
and
happened to me multiple times.
I know.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I get it now. Okay. You know? And so I did want to talk about this, though, because that's the extreme version on the other side of how music and lyrics are not healthy for you. But what I would like to talk about is like lyrics that have landed with you or lyrics that have brought life to you. You know, I mean, we play so many songs and we pick these songs not just because of the sound and it's current and it sounds good, but a lot of songs, if two songs are equal, you go with which has a deeper, better message, or not better, but one that you think might appeal to more people, you mm-hmm. know? And so that's what I want to talk about. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What are those lyrics of a song that really landed with you, kind of brought life to you? And who knows, man, your song might be just the thing that somebody needs to hear today and those lyrics because they hadn't heard it yet. And it's like, wow, that's speaking to me because this matters. What we do here and the songs we play here matter. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd be real curious to hear which songs and which lyrics matter to you. What are lyrics, John, that have brought life to you or landed with you?
It would be the song Even Me by I Am They.
Oh, I love me some I Am They. What part of this song landed with you?
Just really the beginning of that chorus part where he says, you know, yes, Jesus loves me, even me, because on my worst days, it's great to be able to have that reinforcement that, you know, as bad as the world seems, as bad as things are going, the God of heaven and earth loves you.
It's interesting, too, like, you know, you take a little song like that, like Jesus Loves Me, and how simple that is, and you think, oh, that's a simple child song, but the reality is, the gospel is simple. We complicate it way more than we should, and it really is an easy, simple, but profound message. So I love it, man. That's a great choice. Thank you.
Y'all have a great day. God bless.
So what is that song, Tina, that the lyrics landed with you?
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Okay, how so?
You know, because people would like walk all over me, and I was also bullied a lot, and I wouldn't stand up for myself. I wouldn't say anything.
You have a kindred spirit in Betty Rock. Betty Rock determined a while ago, a few years ago, I think I marked it down because I was like, there was a shift in the power and in the force here where she was like, I am too nice. I get taken advantage of. And she was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I laid down the law.
Yes, ma'am. I just feel like God was telling me, look, you have a voice and you can use it.
That's right.
And it's shrill.
And I'm going to use it.
Very shrill.
I'm going to use it. Is it a problem?
No, ma'am.
Is it a problem?
It's not a problem, ma'am.
That's
not
what
at
I
all.
Thought.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day we did our first ever Day of Hope. And I have a feeling it's something we will do again in the future because it was a lot of fun talking about the gospel, you know, and we talk about it in parts and then we do other things throughout the day normally. But this was a day that was really focused on, hey, if you've ever questioned anything about your own faith or even who this God is that you talk about, because we have people that listen that aren't believers or kind of in the infancy of it, and we wanted to help people go deeper. And that's what happened through all the conversations that we had throughout the day. It was really cool. Pastor Chad was on with us, and he was letting me know that we had a bunch of calls, hundreds of calls, and like 11 people came to Christ yesterday.
Awesome.
Like, I mean, just because we took a day just to kind of talk about things, mm-hmm. It's like that's eternity that's changed for 11 people. And then usually when somebody gets saved, it then has a ripple effect on a bunch of people in their sphere.
Well, and you might think, you know, everyone that listens to the Wally Show or to Way FM are Christians.
Except Wally. Except,
but that's actually not the case. Like, that just goes to show that there are people that are listening and they're thinking about faith. They realize something's missing in their lives and they're like, maybe this Christian thing, maybe they've got it dialed in.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have stations like this available to listen to 24/7.
Yeah, and the people that keep it on the air by funding it is awesome. They're part of this and make this happen. So just a big overall thank you to everybody that makes Way FM happen to, you know, to be able to do this kind of thing and to then be part of it. The people that shared their stories, I think, had an impact on other people that day, which is really cool. So all in all, like, Day of Hope, a resounding success, I believe. And I hope that we do more of that in the future for sure, because it was really cool. So thanks for being a part of it.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.